The folks from Interact Houston are here. We have Carl's A and B, Richard and Gary. I was at Gay Political Caucus meeting last night where Larry Bonnarise was elected the president of Gay Political Caucus, and Gary here with us has lost almost as many GPC elections as I have. However, there are other positions coming up, and I'm sure he or I will be seeking a plethora thereof, successfully or unsuccessfully. We're not daunted. But right in the middle of the program, a familiar voice to me, a voice that I have heard a good bit of the last 6 or 7 years for sure, stood up and announced that Interact Houston, Houston's oldest gay and lesbian organization, was celebrating its 12th anniversary. If you did not know that, that's probably because you have confused Interact Houston with Integrity Houston, not to be confused with Episcopal Integrity Houston. If you thought that was the oldest, well, that is in fact the truth, but Interact is now what we formally call Integrity Houston. And let's start things right. What's going on at the coffee house tomorrow night, and do we have any movies? If so, what are they? What's going on?
No movies.
No movies.
Not tomorrow night.
Not tomorrow night.
No. Lots of bridge.
Lots of bridge.
Next month, I can't remember the date for sure, I believe it's March 12th, at the coffee house, the Gay Archives of Texas will be presenting a videotaped interview of Phil Donahue interviewing Billie Jean King.
All right, Phil Donahue and Billie Jean King, sometime next month at the coffee house.
March 12th.
If those of you who just happened to be stumbling down the dial did not know about Interact Houston sponsored coffee house, it is located at 3400 block of Mulberry, right? 3405 Mulberry. It is every Friday night from 7 until midnight now. 7:30 until midnight. Y'all have expanded the hours since the beginning. And it is a place where gay men and lesbians may gather for social interaction without the presence of the omnipresent booze in this community. And it is a non-hostile, non-heavy cruising kind of operation where people can get to know one another and you can actually speak in normal tones, hear one another, and the lights are bright enough so that you can see one another. And it's a regular thing in the community, and it provides what I consider a very valid outreach. Carl, Interact has, excuse me for sticking on one horse, I'll get around to the rest of you in a minute, but you've been milking this duck for a long time. You and Gary were pretty close to founding members of Integrity Houston, now Interact.
Gary was a founder. I came in, I guess, about a year and a half after it started, but Gary was one of the founding members. And he's here tonight.
Okay,
actually, one of the founders was a Catholic priest, and he helped to get us started back 12 years ago, and we've changed our name twice during this period to keep away from religious organizations, which are also gay. We had to change once because of the Catholic use of our name later. We seem to have chosen very good names along the way.
Other folk have duplicated it.
Episcopal people came along and duplicated our name a second time. So here we are again, fresh with another new name.
With another new name. What have you gotten out of it all these years, both of you, while you've got the microphone on your end of the bench?
Well, a different scene than the bar scene is one of the main things that I enjoy, although I do enjoy bars too.
I think one of the things that I have found about Interact, I still have a tendency to say integrity sometimes.
Yeah, well, I understand
because I
that.
Used that word so long. But one of the things that I have appreciated the most about Interact is the fact that we have been instrumental in introducing so many people to areas that they need to get into, but they are not ready to jump in full-fledged. You know, Interact was the founding organization from which GPC sprang.
Seedbed for GPC. And
for a number of other organizations. As a matter of fact, everywhere we go, we run into people, or I do, that say to me, you know, I don't come anymore, but please keep on meeting this organization was the one that helped me get my foot in the door in the gay community.
On the regular meetings, we frequently have speakers that are sometimes very interesting, and not only that, but you can learn things from them. They're informative. Various subjects such as history of the gay movement,
accounting, law, just all sorts of things that we could use or need to know.
We've had some national biggies that blow through town and do Interact discussions.
Sometimes, yes.
And Jim Kelpner is around, has been there, but you go back, didn't we have Patricia O'Neill over there on one occasion?
That was
Wallenstein.
We hosted a...
yeah, let's get on down here. Let's talk to Richard and Carl B.
Now that we've told you all kinds of things about the organization, some people might like to know exactly what the organization is.
All right, got a purpose?
We meet the first and third Thursday of the month at 3405 Mulberry, and everyone in the community is invited to come. In fact, one of the reasons we're here tonight is to make a plea and to suggest, however you want to put it, that not only we, but the community become more involved with each other. The organization has been around for 12 years, and we have had a lot to do with some of the other organizations that are in the city, but we would like to make a further outreach into the community. One of the things we would like to do, we would like to see happen, and this is not only a problem that Interact has, GPC has had it, and all of the other gay organizations in the city have had that, and that is we say we're a gay and lesbian organization, but the problem is we're having problems getting women interested in our group, and I presume as men that is the reason. We don't know how to do it. We'd like to issue an open invitation to the lesbian community of Houston to become involved with Interact, and particularly with the community coffee house. We think this could be a very important resource for the gay and lesbian community. I know there's a big movement in Houston and all over the country in women's and feminist and lesbian music, and we have the space at the coffee house, and we would like to see a women's music night or something like this set up at the coffee house once a month or so, and we welcome involvement by the women in our community. We have tried in various ways to become more involved with the lesbian community, but I think that part of the reason for our failure is that as men, we really don't know how to do it.
There are a good many women involved in Gay Political Caucus.
Right.
For the first time in its history, they play a major role in the executive and board functions of that organization. You're right. Percentage of the lesbian population as compared to the percentage of the gay male population that show up at such things is definitely down. I would suggest that someone think about offering daycare or at least make reasonable arrangements for that sort of thing so that lesbian mothers can come with children.
This is one of the things we hadn't thought about. This is one of the reasons we'd like to get more lesbians involved with the group.
You know, I go out to Westheimer Art Festival and I see more lesbian couples with children.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's low-cost entertainment. Right? You can carry the kids out and you can spend all day, have a wonderful time as a family, and you ain't spend much bucks, you know. And with the realities of women income versus male incomes in this world, that is important. Another thing is you can take the kids.
Right.
I just heard someone say, I believe it was Carl,
mm-hmm.
that gay parents sometimes bring their children over to play pool and things of that nature, saying that applies equally
right.
to women as it does to men. And if you can accommodate children for gay male parents, you can certainly do that for
certainly.
Lesbian parents. And it's a non-hostile, multi-gender, multi-age collection, which should be a real healthy atmosphere for a young child to spend Friday night.
Let me say one more thing, and I'll quit hogging the microphone.
Okay.
And let Carl B. here say something. I've seen what the women in the Gay Political Caucus have done to the organization.
Mm.
It has improved the organization considerably. And we want some of that good stuff.
Sound like a KPFD late night programmer. Carl B., did they run out of things for you to say? Can Carl B. really talk?
I always refer to it as IH. One of the things that IH is talking about and has been doing a lot of discussion, as has a number of people in the community, is a community center, a gay lesbian community center. At the educational forum next month, which actually is a month from tonight, we are opening it up to the community to come and talk about a gay community center. Is it really a need?
Right, open discussion.
We have a tremendous number of activities and organizations here in Houston. Some people think that we need to be able to come together at one place. Some people feel that it's, you know, just fine the way it is. We don't need a center. We want to find out what the community thinks. And so I want to issue an invitation.
Okay, that's an open
now.
Discussion. What's the date and the time and place again?
March 18th, again at 3405 Mulberry, 7:30 p.m.
7:30, Gay Standard Meeting Time.
It's open to everyone.
And it's open to everyone, not just gay people, but anybody in the Montrose that is concerned about the arrests. Perhaps this can
be
help
future
out
problem.
With that problem yeah. that we have.
Not that it has anything to do with Interact Houston, but I've got a couple of warm bodies here that are connected with Texas Gay Archives. And
right.
I would like to, I've been telling the audience sometime that you've been needing some kind of help in finding a place to house the archives. And I know for a fact that people can call me and ask for information about Houston several years ago, and I can refer them to the archives. They go over there and pilfer around and come up with an answer to the questions that they have. It's a very helpful resource tool. Any of you budding librarians out there that are going to grow up to be Marion the librarian or her male equivalent that would like to work with the Texas Gay Archives in maintaining and archives of a broad range of things, you might get involved in there. But you're looking for a home, right?
Yeah, right now, first let me describe the archives. I'm Richard, and I'm the coordinator for the Gay Archives of Texas. Interact Houston, or IH Incorporated, whichever you prefer, sponsors the Gay Archives of Texas. It's a collection of somewhere between 800 and 1,000 books on gay, lesbian, and feminist issues, and issues of general sexuality. We also have several thousand publications from all over the country, many from, you know, different countries. We also have tapes, audiovisuals, videotapes, thousands of news clippings. God, are we going to need help with those? We have boxes of those. Right now, for the past 2 years, it's been located in the garage apartment over my garage, and it has outgrown that space. Up until now, we've had to limit the use to by appointment only. We've had a number of people use it. A lot of University of Houston students have used it. We've had people come from out of state to use it to do research for books and publications they were working on. And we have come to the point now where I personally, Carl and I personally, are needing that space. Besides that, it's outgrown the space we have for it. And as of the end of this month, we're going to have to put it into storage until such time as we can find a location for it. It's a valuable resource to the community, and I think it will be a loss if we have to just put it away and leave it. Of course, if we had a gay and lesbian community center, perhaps we would have space for it. And I'm prejudiced. That's one reason I like to see a center. But
personal stake there.
Right. For the time being, I am really interested in simply finding a location. Doesn't have to be enormous. But a location that is accessible to the community, preferably in Montrose. Interact is in the process of we will probably in the next couple of months hire a coordinator for our organization, so there's the possibility we will have someone there if we can find office space that we can rent very, very cheaply. I mean, like for next to nothing, or space
or less.
Like I said, we are tax exempt, so whatever we get, if we aren't able to pay up to what they're expecting, they could deduct it. Whoever that kind soul is could deduct it, but that's where we are right now. Really in a crisis. We have no alternative at this point but to put them in temporary storage.
How much do you got an idea of square foot?
A minimum of 100 square feet. A very minimum, and even that would be crowding it.
Oh, you can't.
You know,
you couldn't get to the.
It'd be hard to use it.
A room 10 by 10, which is
yeah.
Than
that's
yeah.
for storage. That's simply
okay.
for
that's
storage.
That's just for storage. If you were going to actively use it, it needs to be
at least three
two or three times
that.
Okay, so something approaching 400 or 500 square feet would be an adequate space. Interested parties should contact whom, how?
Okay, they can contact Interact through Wildenstein Bookstore. Charles Gillis, who is the owner, is the founder of the Gay Archives of Texas. And Charles is a member of the organization, and he acts as our answering service. And he will contact us, and we will get back with whoever happens to call in.
Well, thank you, Gary, Carl's A and B, and Richard. And please consider Wildenstein your public utility to use as you may see fit to get what across you wish to get across. And that's the nature of the game around here. We love you a lot. A few words about the radio station, and we'll be right back.